Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah, Chip Kelly had Mariota for 2011, his redshirt year, and 2012, his breakout season. And then Helfrich, remember, Kelly went to the Eagles in 2013. Remember, the first game that he coached was Monday Night Football at FedEx against RG3, all in for Week 1. And they blew Washington out with that pace. Remember the pace the Eagles went with in Kelly's first game against Washington on the road to open up Kelly's pro career as a head coach? Helfrich came in and did coach Mariota for 2013 and then his Heisman Trophy season in 2014. But Kelly coached his breakout year. They were 12-1 in 2012. He threw for 32 touchdowns, 6 picks, and was sensational. Marcus Mariota was an unbelievable college quarterback. He really was. Those Oregon teams, in the style of play, is similar. You know, Kingsbury's been called a QB whisperer, especially at the college level. And I think Mariota's so comfortable. And that, you know, I mentioned that as part of this conversation, which is Marcus Mariota is happy, you know, personally in his life. And it's great considering what the last couple of years prior to Washington, what he dealt with. And you could hear it in his voice in the very emotional press conference after the game, the emotional interview on the field with Fox as well. He definitely, at 32 years old, he's 31 now, he'll be 32 on October 30th, he might have some starting options at the end of this upcoming season based on the performance Sunday and maybe another performance like that along the way. But maybe he wants to be here where he feels great about the people that he is with. Now, will Kingsbury be here next year? So that plays into it as well. 301-230-0980. Do you think Marcus Mariota's, you know, level of play, which was outstanding, should impact in any way the timing of Jaden's return? I concede this is absurd, considering that we're talking about truly an elite level quarterback. Get him on the field when he's healthy, ready to go. We are in much better shape. That's my view. But I think the game Sunday and the first two of the year, people are like, hey, you know, Jaden can just sit until he's completely healthy. I mean, we've had already one caller, and of course Sabah yesterday, suggest that this will be good for him to sit back, watch, and kind of learn a little bit. Like, you know, watch the master. Watch the guy who really knows how to run this offense, and he'll come back better than ever. I'm not saying that there aren't things that Jaden can't learn from Marcus Mariota, but you got to be out of your mind if you think like he's in position after the Giant game and the Green Bay game to, you know, for the coaching staff to say, oh man, you know what? You got to kind of take a breather here. We're going to let you watch Marcus and then bring you back in a couple of weeks, you know, and No, that's not what this is at all. He's injured. We don't know the severity of it, of course. When he's healthy, put him on the field and let's go try to win the Super Bowl this year. Man, the NFC is good, though. It looks really good. All right, Dennis has been on hold for a while. Dennis, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I've talked to you many times. I don't think I've ever mentioned. We met once. I met you at a lunch with the Legends when you, and I think it was Doc, interviewed Wilbon up at Morton's on Connecticut Avenue. So yeah. Just thought I'd throw
probably,
that in there.
It was
there.
Probably Tommy and I, but it may have been Doc.
Yes, it might have been, but I remember you because I said, who's this 6'5 guy here talking to you? Because it was early in your career.
I'm not 6'5. So. I'm 6'3. I'm not 6'5.
Well, I'm only 5'7", so everybody okay. Your height looks 6'5".
No, I'm not 6'5". My program height is 6'3", probably legitimately 6'2 and 3 quarters, but always was program-wise 6'3". But go ahead.
That's terrific. All right, so with some context, yes, I'm sure he can learn some things from Mariota. By all means, learn them, but learn them in practice. I don't want him to learn it in the game. But I'm going to say this. If he's 90% healthy this week, here's what I'm looking at. Can they beat Atlanta with Mariota? Yes, I think they should beat Atlanta with Mariota. Can they beat San Diego with Mariota? No.
I love we've had two callers say San Diego. That's the best. I'm sorry. You said, can they beat San Diego with Mariota? What's your answer?
No, I don't think they can. That's a really good team. So here's my take. If he's 90% this week, let Mariota start. I want him 100%. If he's 100% this week, of course you put him in. Are we stupid? No, we're not stupid. But 90%, I'd let Mariota play.
Yeah, well, I'm totally with that.
Them anyway.
Look, if Mariota had played poorly on Sunday and they had lost the game to the Raiders, and Jaden was 90%, and there was some concern with that particular injury, I wouldn't play him against Atlanta, even if Mariota had been bad against the Raiders. I would have said, no, we can't risk this season for week four. And I would never do that. We're not talking about the RG3 scenario, which were playoff games, games to get into the playoffs. This is week three and week four. Right. I think that's one way to look at it, too. I mean, my view is, let's just say Mariota completely soiled himself on Sunday. They lost to a very mediocre to poor team. I'd still be advocating for Marcus Mariota if Jaden wasn't 100% healthy. He doesn't go out there until he's 100% healthy. But in terms of 100% health, of course he's the better option for this team. Of course he is. Yeah. Thank you, Dennis.
Can I add something, Kevin?
Yeah, go ahead.
I could add something?
Sure.
Okay, his play the first two games, nobody thinks of this. There is a reason for a second-year slump, and that's because there's a year's worth of tape on him, and everybody is going to coach him differently. There's some really smart people on the other side, and they are going to play him differently. And
you
so
don't think they were thinking about that as the season went along last year? You think they needed a whole off season?
Yes, I do think that it helps to have that whole off season. Okay. Plus, I think
it helps to have the players that the Packers had in their front seven and even their back four. Well, I think that's what really helped what was maybe the second or third game of his 22-game career where he was borderline average to subpar out of the 22. I think it had everything to do with the Packers and very little to do with, look, they can come up with new ways, and obviously the most obvious way is keep him in the pocket. Of course, he can burn you from the pocket too. But you got to have four, not five or six, to keep him in the pocket. And the Packers rushed four, dropped seven in coverage.
Yes.
We couldn't block them, and we didn't have anybody that got open in that game. That was the issue with that Packer game. But thanks, Dennis. I appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, do you think Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return?
I think we're all bearing the lead here, Kevin. The lead is Cliff stated in his press release 4 days ago, or during his press conference 4 days ago, that he has two starters on this team. And the fact that he would even state that when we have miraculously landed the golden child in our organization, the best thrower of the football probably since Dan Marino, reflects why he's so reckless.
It doesn't get old with you, with the hyperbole, but continue. But usually it's Sonny. Usually you say Sonny, not Marino, but go ahead.
Well, nobody compared to Sonny. That's the thing about that. I did say that, that truly would be hyperbole.
Right.
I think it reflects the recklessness of his play calling with Jaden. I think you got to protect Jaden. And I think that the fact that he thinks he has two starters probably makes him some decisions about putting Jaden at risk physically. By the way, for all the fans out there, I don't know if you notice his body type. The dude is like Gumby. I mean, he is just skin and bones. Amazing, great athlete, fast, has great wiggle, but the dude cannot take a hit, obviously. And the second thing that I would add to that, Kevin, for your feedback, and I'll hang up, the best thing that can happen to us right now is that some of the facets that makes him such a quality quarterback from a running perspective start to slow down. And hopefully while he's still here, so we can focus on him delivering the football with his arm and not have to rely on his legs so much. His legs mean nothing to me. His legs mean absolutely nothing to me. He sees the field and can deliver the football, and that's what Super Bowl quarterbacks do.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, his legs mean a lot to me. But yes, you know, ultimately, in this league up here, as Coach Joe used to say, on third and nine, you got to hang in there and you got to deliver a strike from the pocket, which is, by the way, what he did in several games last year with the game on the line. But in 2025, if you don't have the mobility to extend plays, to create off schedule, you're at a disadvantage offensively, especially, you know, on a condensed field in the red zone. The best red zone teams are teams that either A, can really run the football when the other team knows you're going to run the football, or B, typically have a quarterback that has mobility and can extend. So his legs mean a hell of a lot to me, but so does the other part, which I think he proved last year. In many situations, he's got the whole package. He's able to hang in there and deliver it that way as well. Let's go to Deacon. Deacon, do you think Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return?
Terry Sheehan.
What's up,
Kevin Sheehan?
How you doing,
my
man?
My friend, I'm from where you are. If it ain't broke, baby, don't fix it. Now, Mariota's in there. Let's let him ride that horse until the knees buckle. And JD5.
You're definitely not where I am.
He needs to kick. Huh?
Yeah.
Well,
that's not really my position, but go ahead.
Well, let me finish.
Yeah.
Let JD5 get absolutely, unequivocally healthy. And then
yes.
If he's healthy, bring him in. Now, until then, Mariota did a great job Sunday. He did what he was asked to do. Everybody responded. He had the locker room. Come on, now, we got a squad. We got a first and a second quarterback, and our second played just as well as our first on his first try. So let's keep it. If it's not broke, baby, why are you trying to fix it? Let that man get healthy. Let him get healthy. If we need another game, we'll take another game because we need him to be ready for that West Coast travel, baby. Oh,
yeah, Look, we agree on that. I don't want him back out there until he's completely healthy. But just riding Mariota until he can't ride him anymore sort of implies that even if Jaden's ready to come back, you ride the hot hand. Nah, that's not where I am. I'm not there. Let's go to Jason in Laurel. Jason, should Mariota's level of play impact the timing of Jaden's return?
Kevin, of course not. And I'd be honest with you, is why I called in. I heard some things that people were saying, and I was like looking around. I'm in a room by myself. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
JD5 is one of the best things that's ever happened to the city. We shouldn't. And I'm sure he's learning lots from Mariota.
Yeah. Part of me thinks that's true.
I'm sure he's learning lots from Mariota. And you said this maybe 10, 15 minutes ago. Jaden has said that he likes Mariota and he's learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
But I think there's an overreaction. Green Bay was, for us, a bad week on a short week. And we didn't lose because of Jaden. We lost because of a game plan and execution. And Jaden didn't have a great game. But even not having a great game, wasn't it 17-10 in the fourth quarter? So, I mean, it's not like we got curb stomped. This week, it was opposite. It was for the four Raiders on a short week with travel, and this was a get-right game. And I was telling Max, the one thing that I'm super excited about is I think everybody in the business knew that this was a get-right game, and they didn't put Jaden in for the get-right game. They let Mariota play. The quarterback room is probably our deepest room that we have on this team because the roster ain't where it needs to be yet, and I'm fine with them letting Mariota play. And if he has to play against Atlanta, I'm sure we could still win. But it should have no bearing on when they play. When Jaden is clear to play, he should play. Until then, I'm sure Mariota can be confident, and he was, and he's a great guy, and it's an awesome story. And this isn't really the topic, but one thing that yesterday really resonated with me, Kevin, is how much these guys on this team, from coaches to players, how much they love each other, are there for each other. Seeing Debo sprint down the sideline because McCaffrey was getting his first touchdown, I think we got something special here.
Yeah.
But JD5 is the son.
Yeah,
of course. That's what it is.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for that. Good call. This from Ned. Ned writes, Mariota sees the field better as a passer. Jaden needs to improve in this area. Like you said, you got to deliver on third down from the pocket up here. We just watched a season last year in which over and over again on third down, he delivered from the pocket. What are you talking about? The breakout game, the third down touchdown throw in Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. Are you guys serious? And by the way, that was never necessarily Mariota's strength. Mariota, as a quarterback in this league, has been about staying ahead of the chains. That benefits every quarterback. Obviously. But Mariota, run game, support around him, being a part of the run game, staying ahead of the chains, and staying out of third and long. But come on, man. I mean, the Cincinnati game, the third down in the playoff game on the final drive against Tampa when he threw that ball to Diami Brown, you know, I think it was. He consistently delivered from the pocket last year on third down. It's actually not Mariota's strength and hasn't been. It was Jaden's strength last year along with everything else. He didn't have a weakness last year. I mean, this is getting to be revisionist history a little bit on last year. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I know Billy mentioned it as well. Got to be yes, you got to deliver from the pocket. I don't care about his legs. You should care about his legs because extending plays is almost paramount in today's NFL, especially, you know, in the red zone. But he did it over and over again last year. I mean, give me 20 minutes. I'll come up with 8, 9, 10, third, and, you know, mediums to longs in big spots where he delivered. I mean, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Or some of you. Do you think Mariota's level of play should impact the timing of Jaden's return? Let's go to Paulie. Oh, wait a minute. Aubrey in Vegas needs to get on immediately, I guess. Why? Aubrey, go ahead.
Hello, Kevin.
Oh, that wasn't your note. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aubrey.
No, what's
there's
my
a note,
note
here from Max. It says, play him ASAP, and I thought he meant put him on ASAP. I didn't know what that meant, but
well,
I guess that's your response.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah.
Longtime Skins fan. I'm a big fan of yours. We're out west, and we listen to you all the time. I just want to say that I'm in total agreement with you and several callers that this whole conversation is ridiculous. And I just have to say this. I've watched the Skins for 50 years.
Yeah.
And I've never seen – and I don't want to go back two games, but here's what I'm trying to say. I think that the whole issue here is the schizophrenic play calling of Cliff Kingsbury. I thought that the Green Bay game was a disaster where he just left the run, didn't even try to run the ball. Yeah. Your linebackers stay deep. They can't throw the ball. Jaden's back there with it, but a lot of times with an empty backfield. You know, the Green Bay line is teeing off. He didn't have a chance. In fact, I thought one of the greatest things about Jaden in the Green Bay game is he didn't throw an interception. He didn't turn it over. I think that's why they stayed in the game. So anyway, and I think you saw it play out. I think there's a big story here. I think you saw it play out on the Monday press conference. Coach Q mentioned twice. Nobody even asking him.
Right.
And he mentioned it twice that they didn't have the proper balance.
Correct.
Then he made a little statement at his press conference, which, you know, I'm out west. I watched closely. A little mention about the fact that they should have adjusted at halftime or something like that, but they didn't have as much to go on. And then yesterday at his press conference, he said that the biggest thing was they had balance. I think that Cliff Kingsbury is a genius, but he has to be reined in because he said something last year in a press conference, and I noted it, where he said that if he could throw the ball every down, he would. And I think that Anthony Lynn is there to make sure that he doesn't do that. I think Coach Q is there to make sure he doesn't do that. And I think that after the Green Bay game, there was some meetings going on. And they said, we're going to run the ball this week no matter what. And here's what I believe. If Jaden hadn't gotten hurt, and it can be argued he got hurt because of the 48-12 ratio.
Yeah, 50 actually. It turned out to be 50. I was off on that. There were 50 called pass plays, but go ahead. If you factored in the penalties.
Whatever, but
Well,
what I'm trying to say is, I think Jaden would have gone off Sunday as well, because whether it was it was Mariota or Jaden, they were determined Sunday to get back to Redskins football. And I think that if you give him that kind of play calling and that kind of support, Jaden is going to go off as well. I love Mariota, but Jaden Daniels is your quarterback. I mean,
of course.
I've been around 50 years, and since Jurgensen, I haven't seen anything like him. You know, as far as an arm.
Really good call, Aubrey, and I appreciate that. And I love, because I think you're similar in that you listen to these pressers and you typically learn more from not only what they say, but the way in which they say it, you know, on some of these key questions. And I don't disagree with you. Now, do I think Cliff is capable of kind of reining himself in? I do think that. But to have Quinn, to have Anthony Lynn, to have, you know, everybody else around, to go back to what he said last year about throwing it on every down, that is, it's interesting. You know, the irony of that is, remember when they hired him, I would say a majority of our fan base was not in favor of Kingsbury being hired. A significant majority of our fan base thought signing Mariota was ridiculous and not smart. But the thing that people missed out on is he did run the football at Arizona with Connor, with Chase Edmonds. Now, he had his quarterback involved, Kyler Murray involved in the run game as well, but they did run the football a lot. They did, you know, go 12 personnel. They had... It was not, you know, it was not Mike Leach air raid. That's not, you know, Hal Mummy air raid. We didn't get that in Arizona with him as a pro coach. But there is no doubt that the protection of the quarterback in the Green Bay game was not well done. I'm not talking about the offensive line. I'm talking about the play calling. And I think it's really hard to criticize play calling unless it's really obvious. And to your point, Quinn even brought it up unsolicited twice last week. You know, I know Bates leaving that game was a big deal in terms of their thought, can we run the football without John Bates? And the answer was no. But you couldn't protect and you couldn't get people open either. And so you put the quarterback at risk probably in that game more than you needed to. And yeah, they got back to something. Part of it was the Raiders did do a decent job of stopping the run in their first two games, but they came out in heavy personnel. The Raiders, you know, there's a lot, I think, on that short week, the short, you know, time rest leading into that, and they pounded them. Thanks for the call. Good call, Aubrey. Paulie, finish it up for us. What's up?
L to the W. What's going on, big guy?
What's up?
Hey, listen, you know what? You're right. I should have just hung up because Aubrey said basically what I was going to say. This was just a tale of two games and two philosophies, right? And this against the Raiders, that's the identity Quinn wants to have for this team, a physical team. Green Bay, we was playing on our heels the whole game because we was passing the whole game. When, like you said,
but well, we also couldn't control the line of scrimmage.
That's my whole point. It wasn't about control. You can't control the line of scrimmage if you don't have a game plan to control the line of scrimmage. If you just want to throw the ball, and then and also saying that, you asked a question about the solution of keeping Jaden from taking them hits, and I said it, and a lot of other callers said it. You got to make some changes on the offensive line. Well, they had two new starters in there on Sunday.
Right.
You know? You know what I mean? So that's a difference right there, too. But, yeah, I agree 100% with Aubrey, man. It was about a different attitude and a different philosophy. I'm not taking nothing away from
a different opponent, too, Paulie. You know? A different opponent as well.
No, but still, you got to have that same attitude against every opponent. You can't say, well, I'm a P-foot against this opponent because they got a strong defense, but I'm going to stick my chest out against this opponent because I don't think they have a strong. You got to have the same tough guy, physical football attitude every time you go out on that field. And we didn't play like that on Thursday night. The scheme wasn't like that on Thursday night. It was like that on Sunday. Now we got to see if we're going to carry it back over into this Sunday against a good defense. You know, so, yeah, but I'm not taking that away from Mariota. He played a good game and everything, but I'll tell you what. If that was Mariota out there on Thursday against Green Bay, it might have been 34-41-20 Packers and not, you know, a 9-point loss. It could have been a 17-point loss because he wouldn't have survived that game either.
Right.
You know, so I agree 100% with Aubrey, man. Y'all have a good morning, man.
I completely agree with that, too. We've thought about, you know, it from the what if Jaden played healthy Sunday against the Raiders. It would have looked the exact same. They would have blown out the Raiders. He would have had a great day. But to look at it the other way, if Mariota had been out there against the Packers with 50 called pass plays, 12 runs to the running backs, not being able to block four rushers, can't get open against seven in zone coverage primarily, it would have probably been even worse. So, again, like Paulie said, no disrespect to Marcus Mariota. He really played well, and he's played well every opportunity he's had. And I do think, you know, and I'm sitting here watching the play in which he fumbled on. It's such, you know, they're in that diamond formation, which, you know, they run with Jaden too, but it's a zone read and he reads it perfectly. Max Crosby crashes down, plays Rodriguez, and he keeps it. And he looks fast. Well, I mean, Jaden's fast, obviously. I do think that specific play, the zone read stuff, I think he is really, really got great feel and reads it correctly a lot. But I've had coaches tell me this. I've had, you know, Jaden's quarterback guru tell me this, you know, Taylor Kelly. It's, you know, Steve Suter said it last week that it's not an easy play for quarterbacks all the time. You know, the DNs, the outside edges can really make it look like they're playing quarterback or make it look like they're crashing down. It's not always the easiest read. But, man, Marcus did make it look easy. But, yeah, 100% on the last two calls. I agree with that. The only thing I would say, Paulie, is that I never have a problem with, we don't think that the best way to attack our opponent is to line it up and play, you know, slobber knocker, you know, run the ball down the throat football. We actually think the best way to attack this team is through the air. I don't care how you move the football and how you score points. Just figure out the best way to do it. I get it. There's a mentality. There is a personality that you want to have. And very often the best franchises in terms of the on product field do have an identity, you know, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, etc. And it would be great if our franchise, you know, developed that kind of an identity. But move the football the way you think you should move the football. The problem with the Green Bay game is what they had in mind had no chance, and they never went back and tried something else. All right, good calls. When we come back, through three games, who are the top three performers on this team? They're 2-1. The first three games are odd in that they got beat so badly by Green Bay. You know, the win over the Giants was a win, didn't feel great. The win over the Raiders felt good, but the opponent may have had something to do with it. But through three games, who are the team's top three performers? There are a lot of options. I'm going to give you my top three performers through three games when we come back. Max will give you his. If you want to weigh in, you can do so. Your top three performers through three games on this football team. I think they're a lot different than we would have guessed before the season began. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app. I do want to tell you about Foley Mechanical. They are a full-service HVAC contractor, and they have been a big help to the Sheehans. We were having issues with our HVAC. My wife and I didn't mess around. We called Foley Mechanical, and Dan Foley himself came out and dealt with it directly. It was super impressive. Dan owns 100% of the company. It's not a franchise. It's not some big private equity firm. He controls the quality from the equipment to the people he hires. And his team, first class, professional, skilled, really smart. Foley Mechanical is full service. Heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers. And they're the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty. They work across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help or you just want it done right, take my advice and call Foley Mechanical or go to FoleyMechanical.com and tell Dan that I sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Through three games, who are your top three performers on our team. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I did want to say something real quickly. Have you seen some of Jacob Young's catches the last couple of days for the Nats, including the catch he made last night against the Braves and the catch in which he basically, you know, had a chance against the wall against the Mets. The ball fell out, but then he kicked it up with his foot and caught it on a second opportunity, hacky sack style. Have you seen those catches?
Yeah, dude. He finds a way every late September, early October to just turn into this defensive demon. It's very impressive. I like Jacob Young a lot.
Well, what he did with the foot, that is an athlete. That is what, you know, there are different ways to describe athletes. Sometimes it's, you know, size, speed, you know, leaping ability, all that. But then there's the super coordinated athlete, the guy that may not be the fastest, may not be the quickest, may not jump the highest, but the hand-eye, the foot-eye coordination, that's an athlete right there with that description in terms of coordinated. Really impressive. Look, the Nats have had a horrendous season, although they did take 2 out of 3 against the Mets over the weekend to really kind of screw it up. The Mets are hanging by a thread in the wild card race. I think they're tied with Cincinnati. Let me just look this up. Or it might be Arizona.
No, it's since I was looking last night. It's Cincinnati, and then they got
Cincinnati
somebody hot
for
on
the last
tail.
Wild card spot.
Yeah. And then hot on their tail is the, I got to switch to the NL.
Arizona's a game back of the two of those teams.
Correct.
6 games left. They played 156, so they got 6 games left. Who do they play? The Reds or the Diamondbacks here at the end or not?
No, Nats.
Cubs and Marlins. They need to make the postseason after the season that they were having there for a while. You know what's kind of amazing about the Mets? At one point, they were leading the East. They're 12 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies have run away with the National League East. I love this time of year in baseball. I can't wait for the playoffs to begin. And you got heavyweights. You know, you got the Dodgers, you got the Phillies. Hopefully, I actually want to see Juan Soto in the postseason. And then you've got, you know, obviously the Yankees and potentially the Red Sox both in the postseason, although the Red Sox are being chased down by Cleveland and Houston for that last wild card spot. Cleveland's been rolling, or they were. I don't know what they did over the weekend.
The Brewers have been incredible, too, by the way.
They're a game back at Detroit in the American League Central. And Houston's 3 back of Seattle in the AL West. When's the last time Houston didn't make the postseason?
That's a great question.
Haven't they had basically like a 6 or 7 year, 8 year run of making the postseason? I'm sure there was a year in there. Maybe they didn't make it, but seems like it. All right. 301-230-0980. 3 games in, who are your top 3 performers? So I'm going to give you my top 3. Then Max is going to give you his top 3. My number one performer through 3 games, Dorrance Armstrong. Dorrance Armstrong leads the NFL in both total pressures and pressure rate through 3 weeks. He has been an outstanding player through 3 weeks of this season. He has gotten after the quarterback. He, by the way, is incredibly versatile. He can line up inside. He can line up on the edge. He can drop into coverage. 92 has really, like, the way he ended the season in the postseason last year. Dorrance Armstrong, for me, I did talk about him over the summer and thought there was a chance he could have a big year. Like, if the defense was going to turn it around and be a better defense this year, I thought Dorrance Armstrong would have a lot of say in that. He leads the team in 3 sacks. He's got 3 sacks through 3 games. Again, total pressures, 18, number one in the NFL. Pressure rate, 25% through 3 weeks, number one in the NFL, according to the 33rd team and Sam Monson. We've had Sam on the show many times. Dorrance Armstrong, my number one performer through 3 games. Number two, it's a tight call between 3 players. But I'm going to go number 2, Javon Kinlaw. I think the defensive front just is different than it was last year, and it's the reason that I am optimistic. Now, we got to see it against better offensive teams. The Raiders, bad offensive line. The Giants in week one, bad offensive line. No Andrew Thomas in the opener. And then, you know, the Packers kind of, I thought they did a decent job against the run against the Packers, but the bottom line is the Packers got what they wanted whenever they really needed it. So I need to see it against better teams like the Chargers in a few weeks to really believe in the, you know, overhaul of the defense producing much better results. But I am optimistic because of Kinlaw in particular up front and the season Duron's having. But I think Javon Kinlaw has been a load to handle up front. You know, that was a, you know, somewhat surprising contract that he got in the moment. But it looks like Adam Peters knew what he was getting in Kinlaw. And I think he's made a major impact up front on this team. He's number two. Number three, and I'm leaving out my guy because you know I love Daron Payne. And I think Daron's had an exceptional start to the season. He was so good Sunday. Again, against a terrible offensive line. And really bad on Sunday. They were missing one of their best players. Actually, the player was active, just didn't play much. I'm going to go Debo at number three. I think it's very obvious that they got a weapon that, as long as he stays healthy, is going to really pay off in a big way for this team when everybody else is healthy. Quarterback, offensive line, Cosme gets back. They figure out the right mix along the offensive line. Terry gets back to where he should be. I think Debo is, I think I've always been a massive Debo fan. I've always thought that he is an elite level weapon offensively when he's healthy. We've seen that through three games. And on top of that, what a hell of a kickoff returner he is. So one is Armstrong, two is Kinlaw, three is Debo for me. Top three performers through the first 3 weeks of the season. That's my list. Max, what's your list?
So Armstrong and Kinlaw are on my list, but for the sake of highlighting other guys, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. So my first guy, I'm going to take Daron Payne. He's been very good through the last 3 weeks. He had a 90.6 grade this week against Las Vegas. 81.2 pass rush grade.
90.6 was his what? Ben mentioned this.
PFF grade against Las Vegas.
That's an outstanding grade.
Insane.
He looked the part. He looked the grade on Sunday. Now, he did not, I would assume, I don't know what his PFF grade was against Green Bay. He did not have a good game against the Packers. No one really did. What was his PFF grade against the Packers?
I'm trying to find the, it's just a full grades page. I need to give the,
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't give it a game-by-game breakdown unless I pay for PFF, which I won't be doing.
Okay.
But my number two, Trey Amos. He's been really good. He's been the best corner kind of on this team, especially on the outside this past couple weeks. He has nine total targets that's tied for 10th in the NFL.
You said you had two out of the three that I had.
They were going to be on my list, but for the sake of being different,
Be different. You don't have to be different. I want to hear who you think the top three performers have been.
All right. Well,
we
Trey Amos
the exact same list.
Trey Amos is on that list without a doubt because he has been CB1 on this team. He's got two pass breakups, tied for 11th in the league, a 58.1 passer rating when targeted, only given up four receptions for 41 yards through three games. Trey Amos has been a welcome addition to this DB's room. I like Trey a lot, and I think he's got a lot of room to grow. And then, screw it, I'm going Dorrance Armstrong because he's been incredible. And I keep seeing him on all these charts, like the top right corner is always the good corner because that's where you always see Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, all of them. Right below them is Dorrance Armstrong. He's been having a really good year, especially through these last three games. I really like what he's been doing, man.
What's his best sack year? What was it in Dallas? I'm pulling it up right now. Did he ever have double-digit sacks?
I don't think so.
No. 8.5 in 2022, 7.5 in 2023.
I think he's on pace for like 17 sacks, but that's through three games, so we'll tap the brakes on it. But he's played great so far, man. really good. I like it.
He had a forced fumble in that Detroit game. He had, in the playoffs, 3.5 sacks in 3 games. He had, how many TFLs did he have? He had 5 TFLs, tackles for loss. He played exceptionally well. You know, after that Tampa and Detroit game, I remember coming in here saying, man, Armstrong has turned it on, you know, over the last part of the season as well. He's a good player. They don't have a dominant pass rusher. They don't. They don't have a TJ Watt. They don't have a Myles Garrett. They don't have a Trey Hendrickson. They don't have a Micah Parsons. But Dorrance Armstrong is not easy to block. And when you have Kinlaw and Payne, along with the blitzing possibilities of Luvu and Wagner, they've schemed up some pass rush here in the first 3 weeks of the season. They have. It's encouraging.
Quick stat from Commander's PR. Dorrance Armstrong joins Matt Ioannidis and Preston Smith as the third player in franchise history to start the season with at least one sack in each of the first 3 games of the season.
Who are the other? Matt Ioannidis and who?
And Preston Smith.
And Preston Smith. So, you know, let's see what Preston Smith has. You know, he was not active for the game the other day. Maybe he's active on Sunday. It's encouraging that, again, you got to consider the two outstanding performances were against the Giants and against the Raiders. I know what the Giants did in week 2. Dallas is really bad on defense. But they also had Andrew Thomas, I think, in week 2. But beyond that, I want to see it against better quarterbacks, better offenses, etc. But the talent is better. Kinlaw is a big addition. They're going to miss Wise, no doubt. And Armstrong in year 2, you know, we talked a lot about during the offseason, year 2 in this system should be better than year 1 in this system. All, you know, guys playing together for the first time. Dorrance Armstrong has been really, really good through the first 3 games. All right, you had Payne, Amos, Armstrong as your top 3 performers in that order through the first 3 games. My top 3 performer list through the first 3 games is Armstrong, Kinlaw, and Debo. 301-230-0980. I want your top 3 performers through the first 3 games. It's not who you think the best players are. It's the performances through 3 games. Tell me who you think the team's top 3 performers have been through these first 3 games of the season. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. Here's what's trending. We start off with Monday Night Football, where the Ravens, they were out-muscled by the Detroit Lions by a score of 38-30. The Lions racked up 7 sacks to the Ravens' 0 and ran for over 220 yards on the ground, including 4 rushing touchdowns from the Gibbs-Montgomery combo. 49ers pass rusher Nick Bosa has been announced to be out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered on Sunday versus Arizona. The Nats, they fall to the Braves 11-5. Mackenzie Gore got shelled in the first 2 innings that he was able to pitch, giving up 4 runs and 4 hits and 4 runs. They will continue their penultimate series of the season versus the Braves tonight. Brad Lord taking the mound versus Hurston Waldrop. First pitch at 7:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:45. This update is sponsored by Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You catch Denton's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From Jay Ree on Twitter, please keep laughing at the callers. It's actually funny listening to these callers continue to say JD needs to learn to throw from the pocket. They have amnesia. Did anyone see how much Lamar was under duress last night? That's about as much as JD was against Green Bay. I'd actually argue he was under more duress against the Packers. Yeah, look, it's not all the callers. It's a few, like just a couple. Most people, Jay Ree, I think, understand what Jaden Daniels is and the big differences between the Packers as an opponent last Thursday night and the game plan against the Packers versus what Marcus had against the Raiders. And I'm not taking anything away from Marcus's performance. He was great. Shifting to a new topic with phone lines open at 301-230-0980. Who are your top three Washington performers through the first three games of the season? 301-230-0980. I think Dorrance Armstrong has been the best player through the first three games. Doesn't mean that I think he's the best player on the team. I think he's performed the best. He leads the NFL in pressures. He leads the NFL in pressure rate. He's been outstanding. His versatility is really, really is such a plus. I think Witt Jr. spoke to that last week or maybe the week before. Number two on my list, Javon Kinlaw. His presence has been felt. His size. Daron now isn't the guy that they, you know, essentially target most of the time to double team. And then number three for me is Deebo Samuel. It was tough for me to leave Daron out of my top three, but I did. But he's just on the outside looking in. But he did not play. No one played great against Kinlaw played okay, but nobody played that great against Green Bay. Armstrong, Kinlaw, Deebo, my 1, 2, 3. Max goes Payne 1, Amos 2, Armstrong 3. 301-230-0980. Your top three performers through the first three games of the year. Samaj, go ahead, kick it off for us.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking my call, Max.
Sure.
Appreciate you guys. And, hey, we are simpatico, fellas. Between the two of you, you got my three. I'm starting off with Kinlaw. He has been, to my surprise, maybe it's because I didn't watch the Niners enough, but he has been every bit of what we lost in Allen and maybe then some because he's just bigger body.
Yeah.
And then second is Payne. Payne right with him. I've been loving the stoutness of our tackles. We've been pretty stout up front on the defensive side, and I've been loving that because I'm all about the line of scrimmage in football, period. And then Deebo. When I go to the offensive side, he's the only person that jumps out as far as consistently making plays. So those are my three. And if I got to give a fourth one, I'm going to say the RB room. I like the running back room as a whole. That's my guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hail to the W with a feather. Bring back my logo, the Chief and Commander. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you, Samaj. Phone lines are open. There's a line or two open if you want to jump on. Your top three performers through the first three games of the year. Let's go to JYD. JYD, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
What's up, JYD?
I would say it's going to be, like you said, Sarnce Armstrong, and then I got to give it to Debo. And then I like Payne. Payne is really performing like he's looking for another bag, another big chip.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. It's not technically a contract year, but they could easily move on from Duron at the end of this year because there's no more money, guaranteed money left on his deal. Duron knows that. I think Duron has thrived a bit without kind of, you know, big brother, good friend, Alabama cohort, John Allen next to him. I'm not suggesting anything that was wrong with John Allen. John was a pro's pro, and John was a really good player. I think he's playing pretty well in Minnesota. I haven't really followed it closely. I think in the opener he played pretty well for the Vikings. That is an interesting defensive team, you know, with Brian Flores. They take big risks. They really come after you. They really try to be disruptive. And they clearly were on Sunday against Cincinnati. I mean, 48-10, turnovers galore. I'm pulling up right now to see if John has any sacks so far. No sacks. He's up there among the tackling leaders, top five on the team in tackles, but no sacks so far for John. But, I think I've always felt this way. Most of you know this. I think Duron's talent is off the charts. I think everybody recognizes that. That's not news breaking. He is a freak athletically. By the way, Kinlaw is freakish athletically, too. And Duron, it's always been about sort of consistency and week in and week out providing the same level of effort, urgency. And there were some games in which, you know, he's getting double teamed and nobody else is. And, you know, were the double teams, him taking the double teams working? Was the defensive scheme the right scheme for him? Yeah, I like what Duron's doing a lot. Robert in D.C. Robert, go ahead. Who are your top three performers through the first three games of the season?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking my call. I like, I definitely like Kinlaw on that defensive line. And you got to put Duron Payne with him because they don't change how you going to be able to attack us. You're not running up that middle like they used to. Teams used to just run up the middle. So now with them two, Payne and on Kinlaw, they don't shut that down. And you got like Debo, man. Debo playing like Debo. You know, he looked like the old Debo. He is a force to reckon with. There's some more people I recognize, but I take them three right there, man.
All right. Those are good. Yeah, it sounds like we're all kind of landing on the same players. Like, who are we really leaving out from this group? I mean, I left Payne out, but I've got him right there on the edge. I think those four players, I mean, Max threw in Amos. And Trey Amos has definitely been their best cover corner, and I think he looks the part through three games. Again, you know, they got shredded by the Packers. By the way, there were miscommunications Sunday against the Raiders. That was kind of on my list of things that I thought were concerning. Again, you know, when Geno had some time, which wasn't much for much of the game, there were a lot of what appeared to be issues on the back end. I mean, Geno ended up throwing for nearly 300 yards in the game. A lot of that garbage yards, yes. But Trey Tucker was open a lot. Jacoby Myers on that first play of the game was open. 10 Thornton could really run. You know, they kind of put Bowers in check. You know, the best defensive play, Amos made one, but Lattimore made, no, it was Will Harris, my fault. Will Harris made the play on Brock Bowers in the end zone. early in the game before he left the game. That throw, that fade to Bowers in the end zone, that was Will Harris, right? I think it was.
It was.
Defensively. All right. Quinn said something yesterday about the running back by committee that they went to on Sunday. I want you to hear that. He also talked about Josh Connerly's game on Sunday. He was matched up against Max Crosby, not exclusively, but how did he play? Quinn had looked at the tape, and I thought his answer on this was interesting. You'll hear some of Dan Quinn from yesterday when we come back. Kevin Sheehan showed the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.